9. Merely an illusion? When Neo exited the Matrix and arrived in the real world, his first question should have been, how do I know that this is the real world? How do I know that this isn't also a simulation? Analogously, the headless experience cannot be called a form of genuine awakening if the experience itself is an illusion. How do I know that this is my true nature? It won't do to merely assume that these experiences are valid. Are these experiences merely perceptual illusions? Is it just the case that the eyes cannot see themselves? These are important questions. Is my true nature really colorless, changeless, and boundless? Perhaps it merely seems that way. In living Zen traditions, experience is reality. Phenomenology is metaphysics. The answer to this question, then, if we take a Zen approach, is a resounding yes. If this seems to be emptiness, then it is emptiness. If this seems like stillness, then it is stillness. While this provides a response to questions about the accuracy of the experience, it doesn't follow necessarily from this that this emptiness is my essential nature. Perhaps the experience of an absence here is just because the eyes cannot see themselves. In responding to this objection, we should first distinguish between two senses of see. In the third-person sense of see, seeing is a causal process, light reflecting from an object to an eye to stimulation of the visual cortex. Light striking the retina is not sufficient for seeing to occur. Eyes as such don't actually see. Seeing only really occurs at the end of the causal chain. In the brain? By the brain? However, the scientist does not find a conscious visual experience, i.e. conscious seeing, anywhere in this causal chain. It could all just go on unconsciously. My visual experience depends upon these processes, but it isn't anything like them. The light waves and chemical and neural processes are totally colorless as far as science is concerned. First-person seeing, by contrast, is about the conscious experience itself. What is it that actually sees from your first-person experience? Hui Hai asked, do eyes and ears perceive? No. Only your own Buddha nature, being essentially pure and utterly still, is capable of this perception. This statement of Hui Hai suggests an argument in favor of this emptiness being my essential nature. To consciously see the world, I need to be compatible with taking on its qualities. Things tend to exclude each other, whereas emptiness has no qualities which could exclude things. As an analogy, if a film screen was colored red, all blues projected on it would appear purple. To take on colors, then, it seems that you need to be transparent. To take on sounds, you need to be silent. To take on feelings, you need to be feelingless. A second reason for believing that this is your essential nature comes from science. Suppose we take an entirely third-person approach to what I am. Doesn't this approach conflict with the first-person experience? From my perspective, I am looking out of nothing, right where I am at zero distance. When I look at my hand, that is how I appear to myself at, say, 30 centimeters. For another observer, my hand looks similar at the same distance. In a full-sized mirror from a few feet away, I appear as a quite ordinary human. I also appear as an ordinary human to another observer at the distance of a few feet. So far, the findings are consistent. But is it true that I am a non-thing right where I am? To test this, the scientist needs to approach me and carefully observe what happens. First, I will appear as an entire human, then as a head, then an eye. Closer still, if they use a microscope, I will appear as cells, and even closer, as molecules. With further scientific and theoretical apparatus, I appear, in a broad sense of appear, as atoms which are mostly empty space. Closer still, my thinghood dissolves altogether into ghostly particles. These are more like unbounded ripples in a universal wide field than things. For other observers, then, I am concentric layers of appearance, which are less and less thing-like at closer distances until I am virtually nothing at centre. It seems, then, that my central fundamental nature, what I am in myself, is non-thing-like. Receding from me, I appear as a human, a city, a continent, a planet, a star, a galaxy. In Harding's view, I need all of my layers to function. I cannot reflect the world without the incoming stream of influences cascading through my layers to my central reality. If any of the long train of events by which I see the object is disrupted, then so is my experience of it. Hence that my central, essential nature is empty. Far from being undermined by the third-person scientific perspective, is in fact confirmed by it. The third-person view of me fits my first-person experience, because for myself, at zero distance, I also seem to be an empty non-thing. But we must add that I am not merely empty where I am, but full of the world. Rather than conflicting with each other, first-person science and third-person science arguably complement and complete each other.